It's a blessing and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera, such a jam-packed Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. Also, this week's Parsha, shout out to my father, it's his Bar Mitzvah Parsha, so a very special Parsha in my family. Parak Yudches, Pasuk Aleph, Vayerev Elov Hashem Be'Elonei Mamre, and Hashem appears to him in Elonei Mamre, V'hu Yoshei Pesach Oel Kechom Hayom, and he's sitting at the entrance of the tent in the heat of the day. Vayisayinov Vayar, he lifted his eyes and he saw. And we know that last week's Parsha, we ended off Avram Avinu getting the Bris Milah, 99 years old, and now it's the third day since his surgery, since getting the Bris Milah, and he's waiting Pesach Ahoel Kechom Hayom. He's waiting. And it says something amazing. It says Vayar and Vayar. He saw and he saw. And it's amazing because it says Vayera Elov Hashem. And it doesn't even say anything. It doesn't say that Hashem said anything to him. It just says, Vayera Elov. It didn't even say who he's talking about. Vayera Elov Hashem. But this Lashon of Vayar Mayar, and we know we're taught as little children, the story, there's so many stories in this week's Parsha, we'll try to put it all together, but the story of the three angels, and the Torah goes into such great detail. Avram Avinu thinks that he has to go, and he has to go and get all the food. There's actually interesting halachas. Again, we don't learn halachas from the stories of the Avos, but he went, he got the butter and the milk, and right, Basar V'Chalav, they talk about it, but he went to such great details, the Torah goes into such great details of this story. And the first question is, every letter in the Torah is important. The Ramban writes, Shei Mosef El Hashel Hashem, if you mess up on one letter, there's a problem in the whole Sefer Torah. Right, the Gemara tells us in Menachos Choftes that even the tagim, even the little crowns. So why is there such an emphasis on every detail of the Malachim, of Avram going getting the food, about how it's so hot? Why so much detail? And furthermore, we'll call it 1B. We know it says Vayar Vayar. Why the double Lashon? Why the language again? Vayar he saw, and then Vayar again. Why this Lashon of Vayar? And furthermore, we know that the Medrash says that we see how great is Hachnasas Orchim, that Avram is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then guests come and he stops. Ask the great Revolvi. What do you mean? The whole purpose is to have that meeting with Hashem. So you stop to go have Hachnasas Orchim? It doesn't make so much sense. We'll call those all one Section 1. Because it's all about the three Malachim and them telling the things of Avram, telling the different that he's going to have a son and going to stone. But again, such a lengthy detail. Question 2. We have another story in this week's Parsha. The story of stone. Avram, all he's trying to do is save stone. And Hashem says, there's no tzaddikim, there's nothing here. And the Malachim, we know, came and they said, listen, you have a job, you have to go and you have to get load out, but we're going to destroy the Sodom. And if you look in the Torah, Parak Yates, Pasuk of Dalet, it says, Vahashem Hintir al Sodom. And Hashem is going to destroy Sodom. Alamor Gafris Ve'esh. Right? Hashem, as we know, is going to destroy Sodom. And right in the beginning of Bereishis, Rashi brings down from Chazal that there's a difference between Elokim and Hashem. Elokim is Midas Hadin, is strict judgment. And Vavke, Yudke, Vavke, Hashem's other name, is Midas Harachamim. And as Rav Soloveitchik, as the Rav, it says, Vahashem Himtir al Sodom. And Hashem is going to destroy Sodom with fire and ash and destroy it. Right? We all know the famous Medrash, if you go on the highway, only in Israel, you go on the highway, it says, the wife of Lot, right? She turned around, she turned into salt. We all know the Medrash, and there's like this big pillar, it's called the wife of Lot, right? And she turned into salt. This is the big pillar. But ask the Rav, why Vahashem Himtir? That means Rachamim. But Hashem, He's wiping out all of Sodom. That's not Rachamim. And furthermore, the Mishnah in Perkei Avos tells us in Perkei, what is the Midah of Sodom? What is mine, what is yours. And even when a person could do something for someone else, and he doesn't, and he won't lose anything out of it, the Gemara calls in Bavasar Kofin al Midah Sodom. So what was Sodom about? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himtir? It seems that there was a Rachamim destroying something. Question 2. Question 3. We all know you can't go this week's parasha without the end. Right? Klai is the pinnacle of Rosh Hashanah. The idea of Atzikidus Yitzchak. And the question is that everyone is bothered by whose test was it? We know the Mishnah Perkei Avos says that Avraham Avinu had 10 tests. And most Rishonim say that this was the last test. Some people say next week's Parsha Chayisara. But whose test was it? On the one hand, was it Avraham's test? Seemingly, because the Torah tells in Perikov Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Vayi Achar Dvarim Ha'ela, Velokim Nisos Avraham. And Hashem tested Avraham. That seems pretty clear that it's Avraham's test. But on the other hand, we know that it's called Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Yitzchak. So whose test? Was it Avram's test? Again, Yitzchak, we view Yitzchak as a little boy. He wasn't a little boy, he was 40 years old. He was an older man. Right? I'm 40. He's an old man. So whose test? Was it Avram's test or was it Yitzchak's test? So again, let's just review. Question 1, section 1 is, there's so much detail in the Torah, there's no extra letter in the Torah. Why so much detail about this interaction between Avraham and the angels? He thought it was regular people, he wanted to serve them. What is this language of Vayar, Vayar? Right in the beginning it says Vayar twice. And furthermore, if Avram's with Hashem, why would he go and interrupt to go to the guests? Gedola hachnasas orchim, the greatness of greeting guests, and we know greeting guests is so amazing. But still, you stop, you're with Hashem. Who told you could do that? Question 2, Hashem is destroying Sodom. And it says, Vahashem Himtir, Lashon Rachamim. But also bad as the Sodom. Why do they have to be eradicated? And question 3 is, whose test was it? Was it Avram's test? Or was it Yitzchak's test? So what's the Yisod? What's the Yisod? We're all in this world. We're in the journey. We've been talking about, the Avos. All these parshas. We know them as our little kids. There's so much stuff in this week's parsha. There's so many lessons. And we know the Ramban writes, Maisa Avos Simen Labonim, that everything that happens to our Avos, everything that happens to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, happens to us. Our DNA is found with the Avos. How last week we spoke about the Amunah and the Bitachon, that we have to believe in Hashem, and we sometimes have a bumpy ride. But Avram says, all I want is that relationship with you. But what's the Yisod? You walk into a Parshas Vayera, and you see right away the idea of Chesed. Kindness. But chesed doesn't just mean kindness. Again, it's helping one another. But what does that mean to help someone? So I spoke about it in my shiur this morning. We were trying to analyze what chesed is. And Baruch Hashem, there's so many chesed organizations. There's so many things. Klal Yisrael, such midas of rachamim. How Klal Yisrael does whatever they can to help every individual. But you know what chesed represents? Chesed means that you look into the other person and you see what they need. Sometimes like we think, oh, I know what they need. No. You try to understand, you try to figure out what does this person need. That is what chesed is. And Avram Avinu, again, he's on the third day, just had a bris milah, and he's in pain. But he says, I need to give what they need. And he goes and he runs. He just had a surgery. He just had a bris milah, 99. He wasn't 8 days old. He was 99 years old. And he's running and doing chesed and trying to get them the best food and trying to get them, make them happy. Because he wants to give them what they need. And you know, chesed sometimes is even taking from someone. Right? I have a great thing in my house that everyone, all my kids, they go and they bring water. One time I made a silly mistake because I told my daughter, she said, Tati, I want to bring you water. And I wasn't so thirsty and I said to her, no, I don't want the water. And my other kid said, what are you, crazy? You take so much, she's giving you water. And I said, oh yeah, of course. I learned from my mistakes. They taught me. Baruch Hashem, you can learn so much from your children, obviously. But when I was taking, again, I was taking from her. She was giving me water, but she wanted to give me. As I always call my principal in elementary school, Rabbi Gross, Natan, we know, Nun, Tof Nun, when you give, you get back. But it's more than that. It's that when I look and I see what the other person needs, you're helping them. You're helping them, not for yourself, for them. And that's what giving is. So the Torah is not telling me any extra details. Avram needed to do this because he needed to show us what chesed is. You know, maybe for Avram he didn't need so much. But he saw in these people that they needed. And that's why he gave to them. Now, what's Stom about? Stom represents the idea of what is mine, and what is yours. Stom is the opposite of this idea. Stom is, I will take for myself, and you take for yourself. We have nothing to do with each other. Zehu, that's what it is. And that is Kofin Almidas Stom. Klal Yisrael is not a Stom. Klal Yisrael is Rachamim. All they want to do is to help one another. In the time of need, always Klal Yisrael steps up. But Stom says, no. What's for me is for me, and what's for you is for you. Says the Rav, you know why we go and it says, Vashem Himtir? Why does it say Elokim? Midas Hadin, judgment. Hashem's coming down strong in them. Look at these people. Look how they live their lives. Says Vosolvechik, says the Rav, no, Vashem Himtir. It's Midas Arachamim. Because if you want this world to stand, if you want this world to exist, it needs to be a giving world. It needs to be a world. And Sodom needs to be eradicated. And Hashem says, I'm going to show you that I'm going to eradicate them because I am a Rachamon. Because I'm a giver. If I have these people in this world, they are going to destroy the whole fabric of what I gave to you. I didn't have to create you. But I created you because I wanted to give. I am the ultimate giver. I want to give to you so then you could go to give and give, and it's a domino effect. But everything stems from Hashem. Mahu Rachum, says the Gemara. Mahu Rachum, Gemara Soti Yadalit. Afata Rachum, just like Hashem is merciful because He clothes people that don't have clothes. And He buries the people, Chesed Shel Emes, right? The beginning of the Torah, Adam and Chava, the end with Moshe Rabbeinu, because Hashem is Rachamim. And that was the opposite of Stone. You know, the Ali Shore says something amazing. You know, we quoted before that it doesn't make... Avraham Avinu is in the middle of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayerev Elov. It doesn't even say his name. It doesn't say Avraham's name. There's no conversation because it showed the love. There was this genuine love that was created right after Bris Milah. Yeah, he got Bris Milah. He became a Yid. We know when you get a Bris Milah. Again, maybe nowadays when we get a Bris Milah, it's not because of Avraham, because we don't learn the mitzvos from the avos, says the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis. We learn the ideas of the mitzvos, but still, Avram became a Jew. We only became Jews at Har Sinai. I'm talking about big conversations, right? We only got the Torah at Har Sinai. That's when we became a Jew. What is the avos? The whole shiur in itself. Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kula, but Avram just made the Bris Milah with Hashem. And now, Hashem says, wow, I'm with you. Vayir v'lov Hashem. I'm with you. I don't even, some, you know, like sometimes when you're with that good friend, you don't even need to say anything. Just you're like, this is my friend. And Hashem says, Kaviyachol, I'm just with my Avram. I don't even need to say anything. But now, how did Avram know that he should stop and do Gemilas Chesed and do Hachnosas Orchim? Because he knows that the end goal is to get to Ashras Hashchina. But we're in this world to do the mitzvahs. We're in this world to work hard. We're in this world to do what we can. And we're on a journey. We're on a journey in life. You know, I heard a great mashal. There was a king. It's always about that king. There was a king. And he had a princess, a little beautiful little girl. And the princess was abducted from the palace. Nebuch, he lost his daughter. And they took the princess. And she got into society. And, you know, she did her thing, and she found her gang, and she did whatever she was going to do. And she did a little couple of piercings, a couple extra piercings, and a couple of tattoos. She thought it'd make her look nice. A couple different shades of pink and purple. And totally went astray, found her people. One time she was looking for stuff. Didn't have a place to live. Again, she was abducted. And the king is coming by. And he sees in the corner of his eye. He sees this girl. And he stops and he says, no way. And he stops and he goes over to her. And she's like, uh-oh, now I'm going to jail. What's the deal? It's over. I'm going to jail. And he says, no, can I talk to you? She's like, okay. All of her friends are like peeking, like, what's going to be? Like, what's going to be with my friend? She's going to get taken away. What's the king want with her? And he says, here's a picture of the queen. So she said, look at it. She, what is that? She says, the queen. He says, look carefully. She looks carefully and she's like, no, I look a little like that person. And he turns to her and he says, that's your mother. You're a princess. I know you got so involved and you got abducted and all these crazy things went in your life, but you're from royalty. You're the princess. And he takes her back into the palace and shows her how to be a princess. And says the beautiful medrash, it's a medrash, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's with us all the time. And he takes us out of things and he says, you are princes and princesses. You are in the spinning image of me. And I'm going to put you on this journey. But the journey is, you're going to work hard. You're going to work hard for your mitzvahs. Obviously, the end goal is to be glorify yourself in Hashem. But when you're in this world, you're going to work. You're going to figure out how to give to other people, and it's hard. When we're little babies, we come out, and all we want is we cry when we don't get our way. And when things don't right, we're the only people in the world. And some people live their whole lives as being babies, unfortunately. But we figure ourselves out, how can I help another person? How can I really be a Baal Chesed? How can I help someone? And it's hard. It's hard to get out of yourself. But Vayar, Vayar. There's a seeing. You know, like you could see, physically seeing. But then, like, sometimes there's that click. Wow. Wow, I see it. Wow. You know, like when you're learning and all of a sudden, boom, like, wow, see what you're saying. What do you mean you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, there's a click. In life, we always want those clicks. Wow. I want to go deeper. I want to understand things deeper. I want to see points of views, not just the way I view them, but maybe someone else. I want to give to the other person. And that's what an Avram represents. And that's why we had to eradicate a stone. Because stone represents that I'm in just for myself. No working. I'm in for myself. Not going to the other person. And that's why it's Minas Rachamim. So whose test was it? Whose test? Comes along the great Rabbeinu Bechai, one of the great Rishonim, Rosh Chovos HaLevavos, the great Rabbeinu Bechai, and he says, really, it was both their tests. On the one hand, it was Yitzchak's test. You know why it was Yitzchak's test? Avram comes to him, and he says, listen, son, I have to slaughter you. So, maybe Yitzchak could have turned to his father and be like, Dad, I have a question for you. Listen, you're old, you're 99, you're a little older, you know, like, maybe you got to get your hearing aid checked or something. Maybe God didn't say to kill me, maybe he was a little off, not K-I-L-L, but maybe you missed up on two letters, he said to kiss me, L-L-S-S, I mean, they're a little far off, but maybe you messed up on the two letters, like, he wants you to embrace me, to love me. Says Rabbeinu Bechai that Yitzchak, when he accepted from Avram, it was like Torah Shebaal Peh, because it was from Hashem to Avram to Yitzchak. It wasn't Hashem to Yitzchak, it was Hashem to Avram to Yitzchak. So it was one step removed. And Yitzchak could have said, hey, Dad, you messed up. But he still accepted his father, Torah Shebaal Peh. Another idea, Kedas Yitzchak. I once heard from my father-in-law, Rabbi Schwartz. He said, beautiful, Yitzchak needed to bind himself. Right? You need to bind. Why? Because imagine, you're 40 years old, and you see someone that's about to kill you. He didn't want to test to fight it. This is the Ratzon of Hashem. This is what my father's saying to do. This is what God wants. I'm going to bond myself. And I said in cheer this morning, I said, you know, sometimes you just want to do X. You don't want to go to learn. You're tired, but you push. Sometimes, you know, you have your phone buzzing in your pocket and it's in the middle of davening and it's so distracting. Don't bring it to shul. Don't leave it outside. Put it off. Put it on airplane mode that you don't even feel it. Sometimes it's worse to put it on vibrate because you feel it and you're like, oh, you make all these assumptions who it is. Well, you think it's the President of the United States. You think it's the Prime Minister of Israel and all of a sudden it's just that telemarketer, a number that you don't even know, right? So, but it distracts us. But I don't want that temptation. I can't, this is, Yitzhak wanted, he took the binding saying, I don't want it. So that's one opinion. But then Rabbeinu Bachai says, you know, the test was obviously a test of Avram. Avram was being tested to see how dedicated you are to Hashem. Your whole life's mission is to spread, right? The Rambam writes in the Hilchos Avodah Zarah that Avram went to every religion, however old he was, 3 or 40 or all these different ages, but he went to every religion and he said, no, 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 and he finally found Hashem. And all he was doing was preaching. He was preaching. Right? We said last week, Magen Avraham. Right? My father told me that he went to a wine shul right there in Eretz Yisrael. My parents are in Eretz Yisrael now. And he went to it and he said, ah, Magen Avraham. My son spoke about Magen Avraham. And he said, you know, Avram specifically, because Avram went to go help everyone, like we were saying before, Chesed, not helping himself, looking to help what other people need. That's what Avram represents. Magen Avraham, quoted a Medrash that Avram was standing outside of Gehenna and trying to make sure, blocking all people that should go to Gehenna and saying, no, 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 Hashem, give them a schus, amazing Medrash, because he was there out for everyone. Magen Avraham, but it was this idea that he's living life's mission one way and Hashem says something else, and he still does it. What kind of, wow, that's a crazy test. That's a crazy test. Because his whole mission was to spread Judaism, it's to spread there's one God, there's a reason why we're in this world. And then Hashem says something else. And that was a great test of an Avraham. Because he's Midas Chesed, right? Midas Chesed. That's what Avram's about. Right? We know the mission tells us to pick up all this paragraph of Mishnah Beis. Ha'ol ha'meid al-shlosh ha'dvarim al-ha'toyra v'al-avoda v'l-gmilas chasadim. So we say Torah is Yaakov. Torah is Emes. Yaakov. The Shvatim. And Avoda is Yitzchak. He had Gvura, Avoda. And Chesed is Avraham. And all he wants to do is to help. And now he's told to go against that. You don't get a bigger test than that. But Avram had a mission. His mission was to realize that I'm in the mission of the world and I'm here to serve the Ribbono Shel, to do what I can. There's an amazing medrash. I saw this medrash quoted in the Shemen HaTov. My grandfather gave me the sefer called Shemen HaTov. I didn't know what it was. And then I heard Rav Sacha Fran speak about Shemen HaTov, Shom Rosner, and this is a golden sefer. It's golden. So my grandfather gave it to me, but also it's golden inside. Rav Weinberger, he's a beautiful Sfarim, puts Midrashim and Gemaras, and he says it's amazing. The Medrash says that after Akedas Yitzchak, Yitzchak ran to the base Medrash, Hashem Be'ever, it's always Hashem Be'ever, and he ran to the base Medrash, Hashem Be'ever, to learn Torah. And the question is, what do you mean? You just, pinnacle, Rosh Hashanah, Akedas Yitzchak, this is one of our stamps of Klal Yisrael. Akedas Yitzchak, right? It says, why is the Beis HaMikdash in Har Moriah? Because you know why? This is where Klal Yisrael showed Hashem, we're there for you. Avram stepped up and said, I'm doing everything for you. That's what the Beis HaMikdash represents. We're going to bring karbonis to you, Hashem. And Yitzchak ran to the Beis HaMikdash. Why the Beis HaMikdash? Because there's a difference between dying on Kedesh Hashem and living on Kedesh Hashem. And obviously dying on Kedesh Hashem is such a high level. Right? To die on Kedesh Hashem. The Rambam writes in Sotei HaTorah how great it is. But to live al Kiddush Hashem, to go on the journey, because we have a journey, and the journey is to realize, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in our lives. You know, there's a great speaker who came to Yeshiva. I go way back with him, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. He said a beautiful story. He was just bringing in with this point. He said a story that there was a married couple in Lakewood that had a bunch of kids. It was Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach, you know, busy, and the wife's trying to get the whole house ready for for Pesach, and the kids are bringing their pretzels everywhere. So she says to him, I need the kids out of the house. All right, they live in Lakewood. So he decides, he has a great idea. What's near Lakewood? He's going to go to Newark Airport, right? His kids, he just read a book to one of his little kids about the trains. And right, he decides, you know what, I'm going to take them on a monorail. They've never been on a monorail before. So the kids are having a blast. They're on the monorail, and why do we love it? Because we love monorails. Because it's a free trip. We love free trips. And they're going on the monorail, having the best time on the monorail. And then all of a sudden, they bump into a captain, an airplane captain. He has the whole garb, you know, the little briefcase. He's ready to rock and roll. And he says, so where are you going? So they say, we're not really going anywhere. And then he's like so confused. What do you mean not going anywhere? So he turns to the father. He's like, no, where are you going? He's like, no, actually, I took my kids. You know, we have this thing Passover, and you can't have any hummates, you can't have any leavened bread or nothing. So I took them out of the house, and I want to show them, put them on a journey, right? But it's great, I'm taking them on a train. And he turned to them and he said, listen, I've been a pilot for 40 years. I've been to all the places in the world, the most beautiful places in the world. And I always feel, wow, this is amazing, this island. But recently I got a call from one of my older sons. And he said, Dad, I don't want anything to do with you. I said, why? He said, you know, you were always flying all over the place. You had your destinations. You were going everywhere. But guess what? You missed my baseball games. You missed everything. You missed out on what was important. You were going on your destinations. And he turned to this man and he said, a powerful story. I'm jealous of you because you're going with your kids and it doesn't look like you're going anywhere. You're going around and around in the monorail, but the where you're going is much greater than what I did. Because my son deleted my number and you're taking your kids around the monorail again and again, giving them the times of their lives. And Hashem says, you Avraham, I'm giving you the meat of chesed. I'm going to realize, listen, you're going to have challenges, but as long as you persevere, and as long as you realize that you're in this world for a mission, but you're here to give to your children, to give to your family, to give to your Ribono Shel to build it. And that's what life's about. If a person realizes that we have to take advantage of life. So again, the idea of Avraham, the idea of the Malachim, Chesed, every detail, to give, to get out of yourself, to give to people what they need. Vashem Himtir. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Rachamim, eradicated all this craziness. And whose test was it? An Avraham or a Yitzchak's. But we're on a mission for the Ribono Shel Olam. And we might go around on the monorail thinking we're not going anywhere. But guess what? We're going somewhere. Because we're with the Ribono Shel Olam. And our end game is to work hard. But our end game is to get closer and closer to Hashem. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing, amazing Shabbos.